Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, folks, you were not allowed to speak it before. Especially not if you live in the EU. You could not speak. You still can't speak it, I don't think. They'll put you in prison. We'll get to that part in a minute. But here you can still say it. You can say it because Donald Trump won. So we're allowed to say real things again for a while. Remember that Algerian boxer, Imani Khelif? I remember the Olympics. Clearly a dude. I mean, look at him. Well, the left tried to confuse it, called it transphobia, all kinds of phobia. Something wrong with you if you cringed when you watched him beat women on television, because that's what happens now with the Olympics. We watch women get beaten, a thing that used to be illegal, but now is celebrated. Well, us normies did not need a report to confirm that the Algerian boxer, Imani Khelif, is in fact a male. We didn't need it. Khelif won Olympic gold in the female boxing welterweight division. Remember that? Well, in 2023, Khelif was unable to compete at international competitions because a genetics test revealed a distinct XY chromosome. Fully male, no doubts, no confusion. XY. So how do you deal with that? Well, you hide it. You hide it. And that's the scandal that's coming out now. The boxer's DNA showed XY markers with male karyotypes. The International Olympic Committee knew this. And still it permitted Khelif and Yu Ting Lin of Chinese Taipei, whose test also turned up the same markers, to compete in Paris. Lin also beat up a woman and won the gold for it. Just this world we live in. Oh my gosh. Now, the reason this is a story now is because the test has leaked. They tried to say, well, you know, Khelif might have had an intersex birth and might be, you know, sort of on the lines, and we can't judge, and we can't know. We knew. They knew. They lied. So anyway, in 2023, the IBA championships were held in New Delhi. Tests were done at local Dr. Lau Path Labs. The test has been on file ever since International Olympic Committee had it. Didn't matter. We all watched two men beat up two women for the gold. And now we know. You cannot change your sex. I know it's hard for the left to understand this. I know it is. Now, remember what happened. Never forget this. I'm going to just start reminding folks every week. Donald Trump, Riley Gaines, Elon Musk were under investigation by France for posting about this online. The French prosecutor asserted the right to extradite Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Riley Gaines, and several other media personalities for saying mean things. In other words, true things we now know about Khalif's sex, gender, whatever you want to call it, and true things about Yu Ting Lin's gender, which is male. It's undeniable. We got science. These are the same, the Euroweenies, who, folks, you would have seen, I am convinced you would have seen some of us extradited for trial to France, England, or both for what we post online, had Her Highness won. I'm convinced of it. Yet somehow we're supposed to go to war to protect the Euroweenies, who would be jailing us had there been a different result in the election. Something about democracy and shared values. We haven't shared values in a long time. But that's where we are this morning. Folks, something is going on. I did my podcast on this yesterday. No one on our side is talking about this. That's why we should be talking about it. Something's up with Trump. Something is going on inside our government right now that is bizarre, and Trump needs to clarify. And I'm going to play you clip after clip after clip after clip from people on our side who are asking the right questions. How on earth was a third of the Russian nuclear bombing fleet? By the way, the fleet is not used to blow up Ukraine. They don't use those bombers over Ukraine. That's a lie that you've been told. How was a third of that fleet blown up and Donald Trump didn't know it, had no idea it was coming? How is that even possible that he is isolated like that? Because Russia has now been clear that in their doctrine, and I'll explain all of this, in their doctrine, if they are attacked by a non-nuclear country with help from a nuclear country, they consider that a nuclear attack. That escalates the threat level. Our equipment, our targeting, who knows who did the planning for it? Probably us. I'm going to prove that to you too today. Nobody told Trump? Really? He just sitting out there, no idea what's going on. Where's our intel agencies? Why wasn't he briefed? Didn't know? No clue? Ukraine says they told Trump. Is Trump telling us the truth? Is Ukraine lying? Somebody's lying to us right now. Nobody on our side wants to talk about it. We want to talk about everything under the sun. We are sleepwalking into World War III. Somebody just launched a major attack on Russian soil. And we are, as we speak, awaiting the massive, overwhelming Russian response. Dear God, I dread what it is. Is anyone talking to Trump about that, or is he in the dark on that too? Did Lindsey Graham know? Why aren't we hearing from Trump? He should be angry if he wasn't briefed. He has major problems inside his administration if he wasn't briefed. We're going to get into all of that today. And if he was briefed and he did know this was coming, he needs to fess up to that too. If we have changed our posture and we are going to go to war, we're going to just bomb Russia when there are problems instead of skipping the sanctions part. He needs to be honest about that with the American people. He needs to say, look, we're going to risk nuclear thermal annihilation. And we're going to start hitting Russia. One of the two things has to happen, and we can't pretend that it's not going on because it's the gorilla in the room. We're going to get into all of that coming up.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wants to ask this question. It's a really important question. Trump's envoy for the Middle East, Keith Kellogg, went on television over the weekend and said a remarkable thing. He admitted NATO is in a proxy war with Russia and that Putin knows it. To say that this weekend, after a third of the Russian bombers were blown up, is a remarkable admission. What did Kellogg want? Kellogg wanted Putin to know NATO did this. Yeah, Ukraine was the cover. But NATO did this. This is Trump's chief advisor on Ukraine. Here's what he said.
And he considers this a proxy war by NATO as well.
He's talking about Putin. Let me start right it again. I'm sorry. He's frankly, talking about Putin here.
And he considers this a proxy war by NATO as well right now. And frankly, in a way it is. I mean, it's clearly Putin sees that.
Proxy war by NATO. Rebecca Koffler, probably the most storied Russian spy we've had in a generation. She's on Fox News every other week. Still has all the security clearances. Can see a lot more than we can. And anybody in the media knows. So this is a very credible person. She worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency. She's a Russian. She's a CIA. She's American. She's CIA. And she's got a warning. Americans thought, how cute, how funny, when Zelensky blew up about a third of the Russian bombers. Well, first of all, she says, this ain't Zelensky. This is our intel agencies working with European intel agencies. And she said, it's worse than what Kellogg admitted to. We are not just in a proxy war where we use Ukraine, but really it's us. No, we're in a kinetic war. She warned that overnight.
We are no longer in a proxy war with Russia. The United States is now officially in a direct kinetic war with Moscow because of how Russia looks at things. Ukraine has no indigenous capability to execute this tactically brilliant operation that doesn't have satellites. It cannot geolocate these strategic nuclear bombers, right? That those bombers are reserved to wage nuclear war, and Ukraine just attacked them. And that came right after Ukraine tried to assassinate President Putin. Russian President Putin's helicopter, when he was visiting Ukraine, came under a drone attack.
Now, Rebecca Koffler makes it clear, she does this on Fox a lot too, she still has all the security clearances at the DIA and the CIA. She can see things we can't. Here's her talking about that.
The nuclear doctrine of the Russian Federation that Putin actually updated late last year, because he has noticed that we are consistently climbing this escalation ladder. It has a clause of a joint attack. And so they are looking at this attack that it is enabled by the United States. And that is the danger. We are climbing very steadily the escalation ladder, and we're probably, the actual full ladder is classified, so I can't talk about it, but it's my official intelligence assessment that we have climbed up more than 50% at this point. And the danger is here. At first, it goes pretty gradually, but then after you cross a certain threshold, it goes very, very fast into cyber warfare, space warfare, and then all the way into the nuclear. And every single war game that we conducted back in the intelligence community, and we conducted dozens of them, and I led some of the red teams, it ended up in a nuclear war. And guess what? Blue lost and red won.
Sounds problematic. She's trying to warn us. Steve Bannon, a Trump insider, a key Trump advisor for a long time, before they fell out, he does a podcast now. But he knows what things are like on the inside. Had a critical question our side just doesn't want an answer to right now. Doesn't even want to ask. We want to talk about everything under the sun, but this question. How on earth was this done without Trump knowing? And if he wasn't told by the heads of his intel agencies, who no doubt were involved in this bombing of Russia, something is terribly wrong, Steve Bannon warned yesterday.
Something's very, very, very wrong here. Either, number one, if the White House didn't have a heads up, that to me should be, you should condemn this attack today. You should say we're pulling all support today. And you should tell Lindsey Graham, get on a plane here, dude, and get back and stop stirring the pot. We should, if we did not know about it, and let's take that as his face. If they didn't give us a heads up on it, that's dragging us in it. They did,
yes,
a strike 3,000 miles into Russia. As we said last week when Mertz said, oh, we got, you know, the ability to hit deep. We got sign of America supports that. There was no verification of that. I don't believe. I never saw any official verification of that.
Okay, what he's talking about is the German chancellor's running around bragging that Trump has approved NATO strikes on Russia, which is Koffler's explaining. She's saying, look, I can't tell you all of it because it's classified, but I can see what's going on the inside. We are moving up the threat ladder. Trump's talking about Diddy. Trump's talking about Joe Biden was executed in 2020 and there's a clone. Our side's largely gone silent, except for people who care. General Mike Flynn is freaking out, going, what on earth is going on here? Here's the situation, okay? So we got Trump's envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, a globalist warmonger hack. I was shocked when Trump picked him. I was like, damn, that guy's going to walk us into World War III. He's been trying for years. Trump's envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, admitted this weekend that NATO is fighting a proxy war with Russia. He bragged about it. He said Putin knows too. He all but took credit for the hit inside Russia. Weird, because he's Trump's chief advisor on Ukraine. Did Kellogg know this was coming, but Trump didn't know? Where's Trump on this? I'm not criticizing him. I don't understand. Here's what's strange, okay? Trump's aides insisted to CBS News over the weekend that Trump did not know about this proxy attack on Russia's bombers by NATO in Ukraine. Didn't know. Not updated, no clue. Ukraine insisted to tell Trump before the drones were launched. So someone is lying, but who? And what? Could be Ukraine. Could be Trump. Is Trump being kept in the dark by our intel agencies? That's what Bannon's talking about. That's a major crisis. That is a massive problem because you could sleepwalk America into World War III. Those are our drones. We just unleashed them. Remember, Hegseth was holding them back in February. A few weeks ago, Trump yelled at him in public, basically saying, no, give Ukraine the drones. Well, we just took out a third of the Russian bombers with them. Russia's real clear. They consider that an attack by NATO. So is Trump being kept in the dark by our intel agencies? That's a massive problem because it could sleepwalk America in World War III. Or is Trump trying to keep his voters in the dark about the attack on Russia that they might not like? They might see it as trying to cause World War III like Biden was. Trump criticized Biden resoundingly for it. It's one way or another. I'd love to know what you think because I don't know what to think. And I'm really alarmed nobody's talking about this. Also, did Lindsey Graham violate the Logan Act by going over to Ukraine, conducting his own foreign policy, waving his fist at Russia? Or did Trump send him? Because if Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal, Senator Richard Blumenthal, the Democrat, if they ran it by Trump and Trump sent them, then they're not violating the Logan Act. Trump hasn't said a word. What's going on, folks? A response is coming from Russia. It's coming. They will respond. Dear God, I am scared to death of what their response is going to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.